USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is voting to move forward on a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal on Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expects similar support for the proposal as there was on Wednesday when the Senate agreed to consider the bill. He is confident the Senate can make progress quickly.
The Senate remains on track to reach our goal of passing both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution with reconciliation instructions before the start of the August recess. It's an ambitious deadline, but the hard work put in by senators and staff means that we are on the right track to get it done.
Gas prices are rising as Americans get ready for the weekend. AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is $3.16 a gallon. Drivers in California paying the most for gas at $4.36 a gallon. USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
New data out shows the skies are not so friendly for flight attendants.
Nearly one in five flight attendants say they have gotten into a physical incident this year with a passenger, and their union is calling for criminal prosecution of people who act up on planes. This flight attendant was asked if she is scared.
Sometimes, a little bit, yeah. You get on a plane full of people and some of them aren't very happy and you just never know what's going to happen.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Pacific Northwest is preparing for more excessive heat. AccuWeather saying temperatures once again are expected to spike in parts of the Northwest this weekend. Afternoon highs in Portland and Spokane could be 10 to 15 degrees above normal. It won't get as hot as last month's killer heat wave, but some Northwest cities could still see temperatures in the triple digits. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're heading to see Mickey and Minnie, you'll be doing it with your mask on. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King explains.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. The announcement comes 2 days after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky updated guidance to recommend masks for everyone indoors, including those who are fully vaccinated. The CDC says 86,000 new COVID cases were reported on Wednesday. That's more than double the number 2 weeks earlier. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors.
Attorney General Merrick Garland threatened legal action against Texas Governor Greg Abbott over his recent executive order restricting the flow of illegal immigrants into Texas because of the pandemic. Garland claiming that Abbott's order would jeopardize the health and safety of non-citizens in federal government custody, federal law enforcement personnel and their families, and our communities. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.